The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Oh, but this, yes.
Can you try to just be a little more eloquent and succinct?
I will do my level best.
Because it's really, you're starting to sound like him.
Who?
You know who.
Oh, Mr. Anyway?
Yeah, Mr. Anyway. And
pretty good.
I know. Well, it's not difficult to do. You just go.
This show's pretty much dedicated to him, isn't it?
Yeah, whether we want it or not.
Anyway.
You decide anyway.
On purpose. Anyway. So I've been like seeing memories and having memories stirred up.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Anyway.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2674. For Thursday, the 26th of April, 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
Show.
Big Fatty, that was a new voice. It sounded like that Hillbilly 2000. We'll just call him Woody. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, surprises. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're thirsty. It's going well. Y'all, your surprises today. Y'all, I've been very surprised here in the past 12 hours, I guess. Right after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I got a call. From you heard me mention him, Big Fatty. I mentioned him. I mean, you heard Poodle mention him, the Hillbilly 2000, also known as Woody, former coal miner. Y'all, he's listening to the new show now, and y'all, it mortifies me. Big Fatty, it should. It should probably mortifies the hell out of him more, but probably so. Anyway, he's listening as he drives his own Ruby Red. Big Fatty didn't know he had a Ruby. Well, his vehicle. I don't know. It's probably not a Ruby Red. He's like that Adam Burns. He's very young looking and drives those fancy sports cars. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, so talked to him, had a lovely little chat with him, and y'all. Then I'm sitting here, watching the CBS Evening News, Big Fatty, you sound like conscience. Big Fatty, you said anyway. Big Fatty. Y'all, my cellular telephonic device rang. Y'all, it was Miss Bacon, and I thinking, what is Bacon doing calling my cellular telephonic device? Big Fatty, she gets confused sometimes. But, y'all, she wanted to call and chat with Big Fatty, so she did. And, y'all, evidently, she's gonna be the death of Scotty, the little Aussie battler after the Pride 48. Y'all, she's gonna tour him to death. Big Fatty, Scotty loves a good tour. And y'all, the other surprise, when I got home from the coal mine, there was something in the little mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Here goes. listen, y'all, there's a package, and y'all, I knew there was a package coming, but y'all, I don't have any idea what it is. Y'all, it's from Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle, you know, he sent me that cookie butter a while back. Y'all probably spent three times as much on the postage sending it to me as the cookie butter cost. But y'all, he said there was something else he wanted to send to me just because. And y'all, so we're gonna open this box up right now and see what we got here. B, Fanny, you're not prepared. It's a surprise. So y'all, we're gonna check and see what we got here. Oh, Big Fanny, look! Y'all, it is some, Y'all, Mr. Cackle ain't right. Y'all, in the package, Mr. Cackle has sent me his hot nuts. Beep! Fanny, that is vulgar! Y'all, it is, Well, y'all, it is peanut time, and y'all, it says right there, hot nuts, Cajun spicy peanuts. Well, you know what? We're just gonna y'all, they're in the shell and everything. You know, I'm not gonna open this right now, cause y'all, I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna take a picture of this and that postcard I got from Apple Louie, and the nice retirement card, and the explosive diarrhea gummy bears that Tim and Ron sent me, and we'll post it over there at the BFO at noon tomorrow or today, and y'all, then I'll eat some of the peanuts just for Steve the Tater on the freight. A little show. Yes, because he loves to hear you crunch on things. Maybe you can just put the whole shell in your mouth and crunch it open. Oh, well, maybe so. Yes, McVitty. Can you hear that? Yes, McVitty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all, they had the buy one, get one free cats. The Hallmark cats. Y'all, I got my mother a nice Mother's Day card. And y'all, then I got, I don't remember what the other one was, but y'all, cards are expensive, especially the nice ones. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I got me a couple of onions. I got me some yellow squash. It was on sale. Artsland. Y'all, they had the Sargento bags of cheeses. Buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a dollar off if you bought two bags of the cheeses. So, y'all, I got me some Parmesan and cheddar shaved up cheese. Y'all got me some fresh zucchini. It was on sale. Y'all got me one of those Asian sesame solids that I've really come to enjoy. They were on sale. I would have gotten more, but they were out of them. Y'all, they had the whole white mushrooms on sale. Got a package of those. Y'all, they had the frozen scrimps that I get from time to time. Buy one, get one free. So I got the scrimp tempura again. Y'all, they're really pretty good. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer Bafran, buy two, get one free. So I got three of those. Y'all, they had sliced cheese on sale. Got a package of that. Y'all, they had the ground round on sale if you bought 3 pounds at a time. And so I got a 3-pound package of that. Y'all, I'm going to make me some Italian Mussolini spaghetti with that. Yes, Big Betty. They had the fresh pineapple peeled and cored on sale. Got one of those. Got me half a dozen eggs. Y'all, I got some lemon pepper marinade. I'm going to cut all those vegetables up and marinate them. And y'all, then I'm gonna grill them. Yes, Big Betty. This coming weekend, y'all, they had the Cheez-Its. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, then there was another coupon that if you bought two boxes of the Cheez-Its, you got another one of the they were together. They were duos. They were. You got that free. Y'all have spent $67.35, but I saved $45.35. Yes, Big Fatty, and lots of meat. Dick, I see. I'm just going to nat a little bit here. On the 20, y'all, there's lots of medical maladies up there in the Chicago's. That Big Ricky, y'all, he is the poor thing. The ginger bear can barely get his paw down in the honey pot. Hey, that sounds funny. Vault buddy. Big Fatty, English is not your first language. I was gonna write something. Y'all, his shoulder hurts. He's just Big Fatty. He's probably been picking up too many of those Popeye fried chicken biscuits and Taco Bells. Maybe so, but Big Ricky, I hope you're feeling better. He's going to the doctor tomorrow. And y'all, then Miss Lala. Lauren, y'all, she said, I feel... I am both starving and nauseous, and I don't know what's wrong with me. And y'all, I'm no expert on this, but y'all, there's one thing that immediately popped into Big Fatty's mind. Big Fatty, I'm sure it's something vulgar. She might think it's vulgar, especially at this moment. But y'all. I don't want to start rumors, but it sounds to me like, how can I put it? Y'all, the question remains, is Miss Lauren insatiate? Fatty, you're starting it. You are the one that is starting the rumors. So anyway, Miss Lauren, let us know how that ultrasound... Fatty, not going for an ultrasound. I'm gonna go back over here to the what is this called? The e-letters. A couple things from Sam in the hinterlands. She sends me a little e-letter every day, and y'all, and she throws in a little ditty every now and then. She says, how nice to have a ghostly lurker. His incorporeal nature reminds me of a technically clean dirty limerick. And y'all, here's the technically clean dirty limerick. There was a young man from Provost who tried to make love to a ghost. At the height of the spasm, the poor ectoplasm cried, "Goody, I feel it almost." Randy, that's a good one. Anyway, y'all, got another one here from Sam in the hinterlands. Big Fatty, she sends some good kerfuffles. I guess she's standing in for Jimmy Bear. He's gotten lazy. I don't believe I said that. Y'all, I love this one. Sam in the hinterland, she says, Big Fatty, what's brown and sticky? Big Fatty, why does it everything sounds vulgar when you say it? Well, this is from Sam in the hinterlands. Y'all, what's brown and sticky? Big Fatty, I don't know. What is brown and sticky? A stick. That's a guffaw. That is a guffaw. That's a good one, Sam in the hinterlands. Y'all, let's just see what we got here. Oh, y'all, Ian, out there in the City of Angels, the Los Angeles, says she's got a lurker joke. She says, Big Fatty, why doesn't Snow White smoke weed, but the seven dwarves do? I don't know, Big Fatty. Because they all call out hi-ho to her. Big Fatty. That's a good one. Hi-ho. Speaking of hi-ho, you know the old gal's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up in about 10 days or so, as I know. Anyway, hi-ho. Y'all, here's another one from Sam in the Hinterlands. She was talking. She's got a grandma. She's got a grandma joke. Big Fatty, is that like grandpa and grandma? No, grandma, as in English and speaking. Anyway, she says, "Why are apostrophes bad for relationships?" Why are apostrophes bad for relationships? Big Fatty, I don't know. Why are Big Fatty, I can't even say it. Why are apostrophes bad for relationships? Well, they're possessive. Big Fatty, that's you know, Miss Miriam Tingle would have liked that one. She would have, and Gladys Womack. Big Fatty, how do you remember that? Y'all, I used to have an English teacher. I may have told this before. I think it was like in the fourth or fifth grade. And y'all, this is back before you used to change classes in elementary school. You had the same teacher for everything. And we didn't change classes. We all sat in the same room, but the teachers changed rooms. And y'all, Gladys Womack, she would come, they'd have these, you know, they'd have those blue carts that they, you know, that they'd set up the film strip projector on and all that kind of stuff. But the teachers each had their own blue cart that they pushed from room to room. And y'all, she'd come in pushing that cart, waddling, because she was a little on the stout side. And she would come in the room because she taught us English. She would come in the room singing, "Yous were with you always. Yous were with you always, Big Fatty." And y'all, for some reason, that's one of those stupid, you know, one of those stupid things. That y'all, Miriam Tingle, did she teach me English? I think she did teach me English in high school, and then of course there was Dorothy Espy. Big Fatty. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, Dorothy Espy. Y'all, an older lady taught me Latin. Big Fatty, I thought that was a dead language. Well, not back when I was in high school. It was the preferred language. The old gal can confirm that. I'm pretty sure the old gal probably took Latin when she was in school. Y'all, speaking of the old gal, you heard her and Conscience at the beginning of today's little show. And Conscience, what was your preferred language when you were in school?
Anyway.
Big Fatty, that sounds more like a preview of the old gal show this week.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.